This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And, you know, I love pornography. I love naked people in general. It's one, probably my favorite thing right behind music. And I don't know which one of those two things I would really rank more highly. Luckily, that's not a decision I have to make. Ever,
pornography thankfully. Can be a set to metal.
Yeah, but naked I don't know musicians? How I feel about that.
I don't either.
I don't know. I'll give that some thought. Anyway, luckily, I'm not in Utah. Utah has lost their minds.
Yep.
This isn't entirely new, and they've done something similar in regard to a TikTok ban. I think it was Utah that did this.
No, that was Montana.
Okay. Well, Utah basically banned pornography, except they
really?
Didn't. They put a bunch of... They did some stupid stuff, right? And now, if you want to access porn in Utah, you have to submit a picture of your face.
What?
To the website.
Why? To the website?
And it's to make sure that you're over the age of 18. It's to protect the kids, you see.
Oh, who cares about the kids?
Well, Utah's legislature, apparently. And, you know, some places, like, they gave one example here.
Why
and I don't remember exactly what it is.
What's wrong
with Pornhub won't even work if your IP address
what?
Comes from Utah.
Yeah, they were just like, okay,
yeah,
they were
like,
out.
Yeah, they were like, we do not want to deal with
any
of this.
How many people in Utah
them.
Watching porn do they really have? Probably a lot,
probably
honestly.
A lot.
I'm
especially
sure anybody, everyone watches
also,
porn, I mean.
Like, who cares if, like, a 14-year-old boy is watching porn? You
well,
know what I mean?
I don't.
Like,
I think it's probably good for them.
It is
not,
probably... Yeah. I think it's good for
know.
Them. Whatever. They should be able to do what they want. You know what I mean? Like,
it's good for them, but it's setting unrealistic expectations.
Yeah. But that's the thing
them.
That I thought of as
yeah.
soon as I started to say it. But maybe,
yeah.
like, they're this is going to get me in trouble considering all the things I've been saying, like, on Twitter. But I was going to say, maybe there could be age-appropriate porn.
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, I think
whenever
so.
Whenever your parents are going to see, like, there was, I don't even want to say
I mean,
who.
That's what most movies are, right? It's basically age-appropriate porn.
Well, I don't even want to say who, but it was somebody on this show who is a parent. Said she heard that back in the day, like, princes would get, like, a lady to come and, like,
yeah.
have them learn about sex by having sex with them.
No, that's
and
true.
She
I mean,
wishes,
who could this have been?
She said she wishes that this was the case for her son because she doesn't like the idea of him being 16 and then suddenly the first girl, oh, I'm so in love with them. Like, she would rather her own son be experienced already without having, like, the pretext that it would be love at all.
So that was, yeah, very common in nobility where they would have, like, oh, the servant girls, and it was just, like, a common, you know, and it wasn't a distasteful thing to them. It was just like, yeah, you
no,
just...
this lady was, like, the one we were talking about in the story, she was, like, this was her job, but she was respected. It wasn't like a, ew, that's her job, or like, we're gonna make the servant girl do it. I don't know,
yeah.
like, it sounded crazy to me, but when a mom was saying that, I could kind of see her perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I tend to think sex education is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I remember there was this stink made several years ago about pornography actors not wearing condoms and other forms of protection while engaging in their various pornographic
acts. But don't they get
acts.
Tested very frequently?
They do, but the contention is that kids are watching this or whatever,
oh,
and they're not seeing it, so they're not
yes.
setting good examples or
well,
whatever.
Well, you should tell your kids about condoms.
Well, certainly, but my contention was that none of that's... No one's really taken their cues from Ron Jeremy, right? They're watching Matt Damon. And Ben Affleck, or
yeah.
whatever popular actor there is who's engaging in the sex scene in the multi-billion-dollar
yeah.
movie they're watching, none of whom ever stopped to use protection.
Yeah.
And that's what's guiding them. Now, if you had whatever actors they idolize stopping in the middle of the scene, like, hold on, we have to use protection, whatever, that could actually have a positive effect on them. I still don't think you should legislate and force them to do it.
Yeah.
However, I could see that having some sort of effect on them.
I don't know.
But that pornography that I no one pays that much attention to it.
I don't know if either really would affect. Well, I'm just a weird person. Like, I was basically asexual as a kid.
Your hoodie's but also backwards.
I put it backwards because okay. I didn't have time, so, and it got cold. But yeah, I'm just like, I was never thinking about sex when my other friends were.
But I think that is sometimes common, though, with some, like, younger kids.
But I just think, like, whatever the thought came to mind, I thought, it's going to be so awkward, I don't want to do it, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But it just comes to you so naturally when you're, like, actually feeling these feelings and stuff. You don't have to, like, think back to your training. You know what I mean? Like,
well, my training was that sex was shameful, right? And you know, I was probably... I had long been an atheist by the point that at which I lost my virginity, but... Or maybe not an atheist at Wiccans. I was not a Christian at the very least, right? But that deep-seated idea was still in the back of my head that mm-hmm. it would somehow damage a relationship or it would tarnish our relationship to introduce sex to it. And until I had sex, that was my understanding. It was just this perverse understanding. I don't mean that I was perverted. I mean that that worldview is perverted. It's monstrous. It's mm-hmm. sick to take something that... that is required for the species to continue to exist and to turn it into something sinful and shameful and cheap and dirty and tawdry. Mm-hmm.
I was
insane.
Talking to a friend recently who had the same type of like asexual slash didn't want to have kids since they were really young type of feelings growing up. And I think that what you're describing also affected my views of like even getting married. Like when I was a kid, I never was like, I want to have this big wedding. I want this kind of wedding dress. I want all the attention. I was like, that will be so awkward. I don't want to get married because it'll be too awkward for people to see me like getting married. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed almost shameful. Like, I was like...
The act of getting married in public seems shameful?
Well, it has a connotation of, like, we're going to have sex tonight, for one thing.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
The other thing is just, like, it's like you're no... I don't know. Like, I was a kid. I remember being a kid. I remember, like, Hot and Cold by Katy Perry just came out. And that was, like, the time I was on the computer thinking these things. And I was like, I don't want my dad to walk me down the aisle. That'd be so... awkward. I don't want my dad to know my boyfriends at all. That's going
to
be awkward.
Let's talk about how weird it is. And speaking of walking people down the aisle, is there anything
weirder? Oh, to give
weirder?
Away your
yeah.
daughter?
Is there
oh,
anything
yeah.
weirder and more disgusting than that? Yeah. It's like, you are giving away, and it's so obvious that this harkens back to, like, the Middle Ages.
Oh, yeah.
And, or
in
the,
giving away a 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, it's
literally
it's so sick. Yeah. Who was, and back then, that like, the dad would be paid for it. It was called
uh-huh.
a dowry. It's
yep.
like, I'm literally buying your daughter as a sex slave. It's like,
yep.
And this whole giving your daughter away thing, they've romanticized it a lot. You know, it's, oh, daddy's giving away his little girl. But, dude, this is sick.
That's
like the sickest thing America does.
And normally it was like arranged marriages, especially in nobility. They were like, nope, you have to marry your cousin because he's the only one royal enough. You know, you can't marry someone you actually love. You're going to marry your cousin from England, and then you're going to move from your home country to, you know, wherever we're shipping you, and you're never going to see your family ever again. That's literally what it was like in England, you know, like a few hundred years
plus
ago.
Plus, you were paid for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, here's 50 grand. I want your daughter. Okay, I guess that seems fine. What?
It's just so weird. But I think I was still kind of right about thinking that that
sure.
aspect would be awkward. But that's why I just did my wedding my own way. Like, I didn't want
yeah.
it to be a big spectacle. I didn't even really want my parents there because it's not really their business. That sounds crazy to some people, but...
I mean, it's your life.
It doesn't sound crazy to me.
No, right. Not at all. I wasn't going to get into this article yet. I was just going to tease it, and we were going to come back to it later. But and first get into these six financial tips article. But, I mean, we've dug this far into it, so we yep. might as well at this point. So, as of Tuesday, many Utahns...
They just say Utahns.
Yeah, it's U-T-A-H-N-S. Utahns.
No.
It's a,
that's weird.
I don't know how you would... I guess Utahns is right, but man, it looks and sounds weird. So people living in Utah who navigated to Pornhub were met with a notice that they couldn't enter the website. In a video of adult performer Sherry DeVille gently explaining that thanks to their elected officials, specifically Republican Senator Todd Weiler and Governor Spencer Cox. Seriously? Spencer Cox? They are now completely banned from using the site. And, you know, I'm not encouraging illegal behavior, but I would like to remind everyone that VPNs are literally a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like WinScribe. I don't use a VPN anymore, but I've always liked WinScribe. It's like $30 for a year or something, and they accept payment in cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. This is not a paid advertisement, right? This is just back when I used VPNs, I had to find a VPN that I trusted and that I liked. And WinScribe checked off all of those boxes. And if you looked them up on Facebook, the only thing you'll find, yes, they created a Facebook page. And there it says, if you're reading this, then you don't take privacy seriously enough, because we're not on Facebook. And periodically, they threw out little warnings about things happening in the tech world that people were, something about Amazon Web Services at one point. It's this really, really good VPN software at the desktop level. So you install it, you turn it on, and you're good to go. And it's like $30 for a year or something like that. And they take payment in cryptocurrency. What's not to love?
Thanks.
So anyway, that's just my thought. VPNs exist. But if you live in Utah, you can't access pornography.
It's so crazy. Like, this specific video wasn't even viewable by, like, an adult. Like, that's crazy to think of your state telling you, you cannot view this, and I don't care if you want to and you're an adult.
Well, sort of, right? Like,
well, didn't Pornhub just pull out just because they...
Giggity.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they would have to implement some sort of technology that would detect the IP address of someone in Utah and then somehow verify that this person was over the age of 18. Not just clicking, I am over the age of 18, but somehow actually verifying it.
So it was a Pornhub-specific video that...
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense, because it does make sense
that they wouldn't want to deal with any of that. Like, oh, okay,
you're
going to make us do all of this stuff because of legislation? Well, you know, there are millions of other people, you know.
Yeah, I think that's great.
The easiest solution here is, again, VPN. Not that you should do anything illegal. The best thing to do would be to have your state legislature repeal this garbage legislation. However, in the meantime, people have stuff to do, and your government is keeping you from being able to watch pornography. All of the sites under the same ownership as Pornhub, formerly MindGeek, now Canadian private equity firm Ethical Capital Partners. Oh, God, why? Anyway, it includes Brazzers, RedTube, YouPorn, and several others. They've also pulled out of they keep using that terminology, too.
I love it.
They've pulled out of Utah with the message, please contact your representatives before it is too late. It sounds like it's already too late. And demand device-based verification solutions that make the Internet safer while also respecting your privacy. I remember we covered this years ago, and I think it was on Call to Freedom that Chris Wade and I covered this, because he brought in the story, because he loves talking about censorship, because that's like his favorite issue, right?
Yeah.
And Utah had passed this legislation that would require all devices to basically have this toggle in it that detected whether or not it was able to access pornography.
And that's what these websites are promoting? Yes. Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
The websites aren't promoting it. They're leaving Utah because the state of Utah requires it.
Oh.
And they're like, we're not going to be fined for allowing people under the age of 18 in Utah to watch our content.
But what is that thing they were saying for them to ask their legislators for device-based something? What is that?
I don't know. That's a good question. Demand device-based verification solutions.
It sounds bad, too, to me. I don't know what it is, but it almost sounds like it's like, oh, my IP has been cleared, therefore I can watch Pornhub, and that's, you know, bad, too.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is they're getting at. I thought that what Utah had done was declined or didn't pass or something. But it's Utah, and they're always trying to meddle in people's private affairs.
Yeah, things like this do always... It's like, I will never even, like, use Pornhub, so it doesn't actually affect me, but there's...
I don't have permission to use Pornhub.
And also, I don't drink alcohol, but still, the alcohol laws and, like, this type of law that is in Utah completely makes me not want to live there anymore. Like, I remember how beautiful it is and how much I loved being outside there, and then I remember the stupid laws that made me want to leave.
It's unfortunate.
Beyond the ECP-owned sites, others are putting content behind strict age gates. For example, if you live in Utah and are not using a VPN to make it seem like you do not live in Utah, good on Vice for pointing that out, and would like to watch porn on X-Hamster, you must now submit to a lengthy, time-consuming process that involves either using third-party facial recognition technology that estimates one age. So that's how they're doing it. Yeah.
But what
you could totally, just look too young or something.
Well,
or
then
you can't
watch porn.
You could be a 15-year-old with a mustache and you're in.
Yeah. No one said it's perfect, right? But, you know, that's better than just clicking, yes, I'm age 18 or whatever. And
well, I don't know.
That's what they're saying.
I mean, these people are agreeing to it, but I just think it's bad to have laws in place to where people have to send in their biometric data. I know you're not saying that, but I'm just saying.
I think the idea of submitting my face and having facial recognition monitor my face when I'm trying to look at pornography, these are two things that I don't want the lights on. You know, this is a private act and I want to keep it that
way.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want to involve a third party here unless they're in the bed with me.
Well, what are you trying to hide?
My face. Or they can also access the content by uploading government-issued identification, both being handled by the digital identity company Yoti. To find out what it would take to go from navigating to X-Hamster for the first time after this change to seeing porn, Motherboard tested each method, and presumably this is relatively easy. You have a VPN, you set it to connect to a VPN server in Utah, and just like that, you're stuck living with Utah's requirements. The facial recognition method involved about 6 steps. Holy crap, that's a lot. I've literally done KYC, Know Your Customer, for cryptocurrency exchanges that were fewer than 6 steps.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were significantly fewer. And so all of those require me to submit my ID as some form of proof that I actually was who I said I was, usually holding a note that says, I, Aria DeMezzo, am creating this account on Kraken or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was never 6 steps. And this is just to watch pornography. It went perfectly the first time, but sometimes it failed and needed to be redone. Well, I don't understand. If it went perfectly the first time, why did you do it a second time?
That's a great
point. You have to do it every time you log in or every time you go to the site.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, or maybe they tested on different IPs for different...
Yeah, I don't know.
Do more or it required,
none of this makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Or it required extra permissions from the browser, like access to your webcam or whatever. And a lot of people won't necessarily know how to do that.
You know what I'm worried about? So Utah's so crazy. What if one day they're like, okay, everyone who watches porn is going to jail. And then they're like, oh, good, we already have this list of people and their faces and, you know, like, and a picture of their ID and their social security number. Perfect. To jail, all of you. Right to jail.
I mean, it could even be something lesser than that, but it just seems like that's asking to be put on a list for Utah government to use it against you. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's just a very real possibility.
Like one day when drag queen story hours are just something that you're allowed to have violence used against you for... doing, and then they use this as evidence that you're a sexual deviant because maybe you are into porn that has something to do. I don't know. You know what?
Anytime the government has a list of people with certain characteristics,
I don't
bad.
Like it.
It's always bad. And a few years ago, some police somewhere, they shot some kid with autism or something, because you know that's what police do.
Yeah, of course.
And the solution for people on the left, this was right after Trump's... presidency win, right? Mm-hmm. Right after he won the election to become president, they were like, he's going to round up and kill all the disabled people. Right after that, the police killed a disabled person. I think they had autism. And the left solution to this was to make a national database of all people with autism. So that, you know, when police had to go to a new address, they'd say, oh, okay, well, there are autistic people in this neighborhood. You just said that you were afraid the government was going to kill all the autistic people, and the next thing out of your mouth is creating a national list of all the autistic people? Hmm. What do you, are you trying to get everyone killed?
No, they all
All we have to do is check for people who are registered as libertarians. This is going to be easier than we thought. So, I mean,
but yes,
it's just
so
a crazy disconnect between what they think will happen versus the results of what actually happens.
They're afraid Trump is going to kill the autistic people. They're not afraid that their precious police force that they like having is going to kill people. I mean, like,
But that was the catalyst for the whole thing, is that the police had killed some autistic kid.
They're naive, right? Yeah. So that's the thing. So it's like, oh, we can have this list. Like, they're living in fairy tale, like, rainbow unicorn land. Oh, we'll have this list, and that way, all of the good police officers will know not to kill all of the, you know, the people with mental disabilities. But then
they wouldn't have killed him. They just didn't have the list yet.
Which is just ridiculous. And that same list can also be used for, you know, some sort of like, you know, the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany, right? It's like, okay, well, now we have this list of all of these undesirables and we can just exterminate them. Like, so that can easily, you know, help either thing happen.
Yeah, but libertarians were already called domestic terrorists by the Biden administration, so what's the big jump from libertarians to autism? I mean, there's not a big... I'm not even trying to make a joke. Like,
right.
There's literally a high amount of autistic people that are logical, so they become libertarians. And the government has called libertarians domestic terrorists.
They did. I just remember, I think I was in the eighth grade when we were talking about, you know, the rise of Nazism, and I think we were doing the Diary of Anne Frank or whatever. And one of the students asked, well, why would these people out themselves as Jewish when they knew that it was going to lead to problems? And the teacher was like, well, you know, that standardized test that you put, that you took 2 weeks ago, you put on there that you were black, right? Or that you were white or whatever the color of the kid was. And it's like, yeah, it's like, well, that's how they did it. Right. They didn't say, hey, look, we want all the Jews to step forward so we can prosecute you or persecute you. They said they took a census of
they
everyone.
They do it nice and slow.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, well, we already now know who all the Jews are or who all the white people are, the Hispanics or whatever. And not long after this hysteria over Hispanics and the border really came to a head after 9/11, that was when it became white non-Hispanic on all the stupid forms I've had to fill out. I specifically specify that I'm not Hispanic. What sort of craziness is that? It's very clearly setting up American society to orchestrate some sort of genocide against the Hispanics because it specifically asks you, are you white, not Hispanic? And that's messed up.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird. Like, if you were Hispanic, why would you identify as white on there?
Well, regardless, I think it's weird that they even ask.
It is.
And that happens, like, jobs, whatever. It is weird that they even care. I just honestly don't understand the purpose of it. Like, for medical reasons, sometimes, like, they were tracking some data, right? So for the COVID results, they would ask, like, what nationality people were, or, like, what ethnicity they were, just because they wanted to get stats. So, like, in that case, I understand. But for my job application, it's like, are you racist? Like, why are you asking if I'm black or white?
There are racist laws that make it to where they have to hire a certain amount of, like, people who are not white.
Yeah, like the minority hires.
I didn't really believe this was a thing until I read a book about it recently that Olu Axelman wrote, and it's just like, there are seriously quotas.
Didn't
like,
we make the joke that you were the affirmative action hire for Fertile Climb or something? Didn't you make that joke?
Because I wasn't qualified, because someone called in and asked why I was qualified, but I don't remember why.
I swear, I think during the course of that episode, you made the joke that...
Like, I've heard of affirmative action, but I thought people were just saying, like, culturally now, people are afraid to hire anyone but that's white. But no, there's, like, laws. Like, the civil... Yeah. Rights law. No, there's a specific one that's not coming to mind right now.
I listened to a philosophical debate recently that they had at Harvard because, like I said, I had spare time and that's the sort of thing I like doing. And it was basically just the students in the class going back and forth about the subject of affirmative action and whether or not it was legitimate or racist or whatever. And they made a lot of really, really good points. And ultimately, I wasn't able to come to a belief on the subject because there's just so many different angles I can take and so much nuance and so much complication to it. It's like, I don't know. It's beyond me. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Atlanta police say one person is dead and four others injured after a gunman opened fire in a Midtown hospital. This man was in that hospital when the shooting started.
Oh, it's nerve-wracking because I guess they got a little picture of him, but we don't know who he's working with, who's helping him out or anything, so and they haven't yet caught him. So
police say the suspect, 24-year-old Deion Patterson, may have carjacked a vehicle and fled the scene. That car was found abandoned. Interest rates are going up again. The Federal Reserve has announced they are raising raising rates a quarter of a percentage point. It's the 10th rate hike in a row. TikTok star Jackson Mahomes has been arrested. He's also the younger brother of NFL quarterback Patrick Mahomes of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Jackson is facing charges of aggravated sexual battery. The 22-year-old was taken into custody early this morning in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Nikki, it's Bonnie.
And attention, all freedom lovers. If you think that people should have the right to govern themselves, then you don't want to miss the Liberty in Our Lifetime conference taking place in Prague from October the 14th to the 15th. The conference is the best place to learn about free cities, self-governing territories that uphold individual rights and freedoms. There will be representatives there from the projects in the U.S., the Honduras, Germany, and Norway, and they're going to share updates on progress that they're making and explain why you should consider joining or moving or doing business in a free city. Our own Mark spoke at last year's conference, and he called it the gathering of people most likely to create more human freedom. Visit libertyinourlifetime.org to find out more and use the code FTL for 10% off on tickets. That's libertyinourlifetime.org. That's in Prague, October the 14th through the 15th. libertyinourlifetime.org. Talking here about the Pornhub. It's not a Pornhub ban. It's a pornography ban in Utah. For everyone under the age of 18 and what motherboard slash vice has had to do in order to go about accessing pornography while in Utah. Because apparently, you know, the Utah state legislature was not happy that all you have to do when you go to pornography, when you go to a pornographic site is click, yes, I am over the age of 18. Do you even have to? I can't remember the, and look, I watch a fair bit of porn. I can't remember the last time any of these sites actually bothered to ask me if I was actually over the age of 18. I don't recall it ever happening. Not since I was like a little kid and wasn't 18. So I don't know. I don't think that's a thing that still happens.
I have no clue.
And what are they going to do about
matter?
I'm sorry?
Well, if it doesn't happen, they'd be madder, but they don't have to do anything. So.
Well, what about DVDs, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to... What if I have a DVD player and I find my father's pornography collection? Is there going to be some sort of restriction on the DVD player that I haven't inserted my special authorization chip so it's not going to play this pornographic DVD? It's completely insane. It's obvious overreach by the government. They don't have the right to interfere in between your computer and your browsing habits under any reason whatsoever. But, of course, it's to protect the kids, right? That's always the argument they give to justify their power grabs. And we see the same thing going on right now with, like, trans people and drag queens or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's always
even
to
when
protect
it's
the kids.
Related to sex, something that people think should never be, like, exposed to children. The idea of giving the government the power to choose when a kid gets exposed to it is always a terrible idea. The idea of, like, absolutely, you are not, even like, I'm a libertarian, so I don't believe in the government, but I'm not going to allow my neighbors to explain sexual education to their kids. This is a conversation actually happening on Twitter right now. With the,
yeah, I know. I've been watching it play out for several days, and it's been... You and Ian have done a fantastic job of making these people look absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I put on Twitter today, since Maj Tor, whatever his name is, keeps moving the goalpost, and
he
now he's saying...
He blocked you, didn't he?
Yeah, he blocked me on, like, all of his accounts.
Yeah.
Well, since he keeps moving the goalposts and saying, well, now it's not just Drag Queen Story Hour. If anyone is reading sexual material to kids, then I will attack you. Well, today I announced I really don't want to do it. Like, I don't like kids as much, but I'm going to give a sexual education with only two kids' parents who approve of the material and want their
kids
to
attend. You're not going to snatch kids up at Pork Fest when I come here, I'm teaching you about sex.
That would be the opposite of what I'm trying to prove here. But there are people who are part of LPNH, so they claim to be libertarians. There are people who claim to be anarchists that are on there saying, like, you shouldn't do that. Why would you want to do that? Blah, blah, blah.
I can tell you exactly why someone would want to do this. Because it's a proven fact that educating people about sex causes a reduction in STD rates,
yeah,
teen pregnancy rates, and sexual assault rates. Teaching children about sex causes them to be more likely to stand their ground when Uncle Bad Touch gets,
yes,
too touchy on them.
Hmm.
And it keeps them from saying things like, oh, my uncle ate my cookie or whatever.
Yeah, and then they don't, yeah, right, exactly, and the teacher can't distinguish, like, what that actually means, because that sounds harmless, but what if it has a different, you know,
yes,
meaning to
sex
it?
Sex education directly reduces the rates,
absolutely,
of STD transmission, teen pregnancy, and,
honestly,
and sexual assault rates.
If somebody isn't even mature enough to have a conversation about this with their children, are you really able to be a good parent? I'm just going to throw it out there. If you're, like, so, like, oh, this is awkward, and I'm, you know, I don't want to talk to my kids about this, or,
then just,
like,
let me do it.
Yeah, but the thing
fair
is, it's like, why are you, if you can't even handle that, like, there are so much more things that are going to happen as a parent that you might not be able to handle. Like, it's just kind of, it's pathetic, honestly.
Well, they're
you
going
know
to accuse you of being a groomer because this
of
is
course
their version,
oh,
of racist, right?
Yep.
They accuse everyone of being a groomer to the extent that's meaningless. And they're like, well, why would you want, why? I go back to Conan and that drag queen. Why? Why does someone want to do this? Well, Why do you want to teach kids about sex? Other than the reasons that I just outlined, that it leads to a reduction in sexual assault, it leads to a reduction in STD, and it leads to lower teen pregnancy rates, all of which are good things.
Yeah.
Why do you care about making sure that fewer kids are getting STDs, Bonnie? What's the matter,
yeah,
with you?
Well, my main motivation here is literally because Maj Tor said he's going to attack anyone who does it, and I'm making a point. Like, I'm literally going to do it. It's not a troll, so don't go retweet the thing. This is just a troll, people. Don't be upset. No, I'm serious. If you have been advertised to come to New Hampshire and be a conservative, we're going to make this into Alabama of the cold north, you've just been advertised to wrong. That's not what liberty is about. Liberty is about a parent saying, I want to choose to send my kid to this school. They teach sex education. And another parent saying, I don't want a teacher to teach my kids that. I want to send my kid to this school that doesn't teach sex education. And everybody lives together in harmony because no one,
yeah,
is forcing other kids to learn about sex education.
And honestly, everybody I know in New Hampshire minds their own business. It's like, well, I wouldn't do that with my kid, but I don't care if you do that with your kid. Like, that's kind of the
common consensus around here. Issue is making that go away.
They're so disingenuous about what they're
redefining the entire issue and parameters of child molesters versus everyone else.
I'm not seeing that in real life in my interactions with people in New Hampshire.
Well, that's what makes me happy, that most people I know are not, are in the Free State Project, are actually libertarians, are actually sometimes anarchists. But the fact is, a ton of them are just conservatives who think that for some reason they're libertarians. And they have actually been advertised to you incorrectly by LPNH and other people like that. So they're just like,
These people live in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Even if they don't,
they're coming for Porkfest, which is just as bad.
Okay. No, there are multiple people on the post I'm talking about that live in New Hampshire and are telling me, this is getting weird. Why do you want to do that? When they are supposedly the people who are all about the parental bill of rights, that is also not aptly named that and would call the cops on teachers, and I just don't agree with the parental bill of rights. But they obviously don't care about parental rights, because I am only doing this to people whose parents have said okay, said it's okay. I mean, they just don't understand parental rights. All they want is to force their view of society where no kid is trans, which LPNH literally tweeted there's no such thing as trans kids.
I saw that, but they LPNH, got eviscerated over that.
Yeah, because they're not, like, that is not an actual libertarian belief. Like, no. How are you going to have, like, live and let live, except for, you know, like, this group of people? I mean, that's ridiculous.
What sucks is the person that has, like, is, I don't know why I'm saying has, but I don't know why, but this person who is paying Maj Tor to come didn't know all these things about Maj Tor and has a trans kid.
This is the issue with paying people to come and speak at your festival, right? If they're actually a libertarian, then they want a microphone in front of them, because I never really met a libertarian who didn't, and they want to come to a libertarian event, and they want to speak. If they're not a libertarian, they may have to be enticed to come there with payment to come and speak. In which case, why do you want this person who's not a libertarian to come and speak at a libertarian event?
They don't understand the value of Porkfest in this case, because it's like, you will be paid back for your time in people finding out about you from watching you at Porkfest, and like being good for your brand, and the footage you'll be able to show, stuff like that. Like, all his footage he shows right now, there's, like, no one in the crowds. But I just think it's ridiculous that he, like, demanded to get paid to come to Porkfest.
I mean,
and the person who's running Porkfest this year wants him to be there so bad. He was like, okay, we'll do it. He's bending over backwards for him. I was like, Porkfest is bigger than this. It's like,
I just think it's weird that they're paying anyone at all to come be a speaker.
Well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival isn't. This other person paid for it, and they just
booked him
to come and speak there.
That's even more strange.
Well, they're a fan of the guy, and they're like, yeah, I want you to, you know, if I pay you $5,000 or whatever, will you come and speak here?
I mean, he just sounds like he sucks. Like, he sounds like a bigot. He doesn't sound like he belongs there, to be honest.
He doesn't sound like a libertarian, from what I can
gather. No, so why would he come to a libertarian festival?
And apparently, assaulting a drag queen would be his third assault charge, because he's got two felony charges, both of which
are violent.
Oh, he sounds like a real stand-up libertarian.
So this guy who is threatening violence against people
doesn't belong at Porkfest.
He's already a felon for violent, not victimless crimes, actual victim violence here.
Yeah.
And that's And people are giving Bonnie crap about this, and like, you need to stop stirring up so much drama. And was like,
keep stirring the pot. Are
this guy's literally saying he wants to attack people like our friend Aria simply for existing.
Yeah, like that's
for being
disgusting.
Here. And he's literally a felon who has violently attacked people in the past. And you're like, yeah, we should let this guy come.
So, and not for nothing, in the, like, Porkfest rules, it's, you know, as far as I know, the last time I checked, it mentioned, like, non-aggression principle stuff, like, this is, you know, like, these are kind of, like, the rules
of
conduct or
whatever. Dennis Pratt thinks it's okay because he had a personal conversation with Maj Tor where Maj Tor was like, I didn't explain myself correctly, even though the tweet itself literally says, if you throw a drag show in my neighborhood, I will assault you. I'll get out of jail, and I'll F you up again. I'm not playing, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, whenever his account got deleted, and then he came back, he was like, well, only if they're reading sexual material to kids. So now I'm doing meth. So now he's threatening to attack me.
All of these conversations are being signed. I don't care what he said privately to Dennis Pratt. What he's saying out there online on Twitter is causing much more real harm than anything he said. So what? You can't publicly say, I'm going to commit violence in the press. Like, guy, hey, I'm Dennis, don't worry about it. I'm just kidding.
I literally said, okay, well, Chris Cantwell privately said he loves Jews to me, so you need to invite him back.
Right.
What's the difference? There's no difference. Of course, that would never happen. I'm not saying that Chris Cantwell actually said that to me. I just made it up.
But the difference is that they're starstruck with Madge. Or Maj. So they're going to turn a blind eye to this sort of nonsense.
Person is.
Exactly. It's not even famous. I get it.
So if someone paid Elon Musk to come out there and speak, it wouldn't matter how much unlibertarian crap Elon Musk said because these people have a boner for him.
Yeah.
And they're going to want him there no matter what he says.
Yep. It's crazy. It's just because he's good on guns. He is the Black Guns Matter guy. So it's like, okay, like lots of people are good on one issue. That doesn't make them not violent psychopaths.
But let's go to the phones. We do have someone here from New Hampshire, a libertarian here in New Hampshire. We have Alu on the line from libertyblock.com. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was hoping that you were still talking about the drag show issue, but since you are, I'll comment on it. I'm working on an article. I actually wrote until around 4 or 5 a.m. last night, this morning. I was working on a very long article about how I feel about the drag show stuff and the kids. It's very complicated, but the article is going to be sure to upset everyone, so that's typical for me. Hopefully I'll publish it tonight if I can finish it. Pretty much, I'll be defending
everyone.
Okay.
We lost what you said. You're going to be defending who now?
Well, I'll be defending Maj a little bit because I used to be like that, but obviously I condemn all violence and the threats of violence that he made. But also, speaking of someone like Maj, I'm really not a big fan of the celebritarians. He's not that big of a celebrity, and he's not really a libertarian. But still, I actually don't like that there are really celebritarians at Porkfest unless they're like 100% normal down to earth. Like Ian Freeman is somewhat of a libertarian, but he's like a totally normal human who you can talk to like a human, whereas others who might think they're gods, not to mention names, some people who think they're above everyone else, that's not really the Porkfest kind of vibe. So someone like Maj, who seems like he's a diva or a super diva or self-acclaimed celebrity, for that reason, in addition to a few other reasons, and the threatening violence against my friend, you know, Bonnie, obviously a bunch of reasons why maybe Porkfest may not for someone like him, unless he can come and actually have a come-to-Jesus moment there, then that'll be okay. But that's kind of how I feel about those libertarians. I'm curious for all your thoughts.
It just sounds to me like a risk that's not worth taking, right? Like, why would we risk inviting someone who has said that he's willing to use violence under these contexts, and those contexts could very well exist at the Porcupine Freedom Festival? And so it's all great that he says privately he's just kidding or he's not really sincere or whatever, but why would we even take the risk for someone who's not even a libertarian in the first place?
Well, and I don't really, like, I'm not the type, I've never been, like, starstruck by celebrities, right? Like,
wow, you don't believe in violence? Good for you. Like, I don't understand
I don't care how many followers you have. I don't care how, you know, I just, it's never been something that interested me, so I don't really get how people are like, oh, I'm so obsessed with this person, and they can do no wrong, and I can't, you know, like, Porkfest will be ruined if they don't come. Like, that just doesn't, it's just never made sense to me, you know?
Somebody made a really good point about celebritarians and New Hampshire. It's like, more celebritarians don't move here because they would just be an average person to us. Like, they're something special when they're in New York City. They're something special when they're in Florida.
Yeah, I heard that. Someone said that a few months ago. I think that argument probably does have some merit. But yeah, like, and that's one of the great things I love about libertarians and voluntarists. Like, we are the least cultish kind of people. We almost have zero worship. Even like Ron Paul, who some people like consider the godfather of modern libertarian movement, like still there's no worship, and we all have no qualms saying F him, he was wrong on this, wrong on this, wrong on that issue. Like, we have no issue saying through our biggest, most favorite leaders, like the people I look up to most as far as friends and ideology and liberty, like I have no issue calling them out. You know how often I say Ian Freeman, Bonnie, Jason Sorens are wrong and screw them and they're idiots. You know, I say that all the time and they can say it about me and it's totally fine as far as arguing. In fact, people call me a fake libertarian. I call them fake libertarians. We're usually joking, but like we can disagree and we don't have to worship Ron Paul. Whereas the other movements, you have to worship Trump. You have to worship on the left. You have to worship Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Obama. Like, whereas we have so little of that. And that's why I think because we're so individualist, we're not big on the whole cult. And like, we don't care much about the celebrities.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Very well said. And thank
but
you.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Well, you were talking about Waters last night. So I wanted to mention that. I'm the only person who can solve or who has written in a book about solving the issue from everyone's perspective. Because obviously right now everyone's upset. Conservatives that are too open, even though they do hold a lot of people and deport them and punish them. And Democrats are upset because it's too closed, even though it is very open and, you know, like 12 million come across a year or whatever, or a few million a year. So, you know, everyone's upset about everything and everyone's a hypocrite and everyone's kind of wrong about everything. But I think with my idea where it's to say we can have totally open borders because we shouldn't really restrict movement because that's not super cool if you're a libertarian. But also we can't have any welfare at all because that is, I think, the biggest thing we hear from conservatives, myself included in the past. About they come here and they get welfare, which you know, there is a big cost as far as the welfare, but also hospitals and schools. But again, in a liberty world, we'll abolish all welfare. And the other issues are that people say they're dangerous, you know, whether it's all of them or 1% of them that are MS-13, we all would agree it's some percent of them, and some of them could be violent. But again, if we actually had gun rights, that would not be a big issue. I don't know how many Mexican gangsters have killed people who are armed. So, you know, probably not that often. So if we just take the tenets of liberty, all, and I explain in my book, Rupert's Liberty, all of the issues of immigration go away if we just accept liberty all across the spectrum.
Yep, and the drug war, open the borders, and gun rights, that should be about it. Like, get rid of the welfare
state. No, Bonnie, we got to keep the drug war. We need to keep the drug war. Come on, drugs are dangerous. We have to keep them illegal and raid every home with drugs.
Yep, you're right.
I was obviously being facetious there. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Alu, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, Bonnie, you're absolutely right about the drug war. You know, you mentioned MS-13 and these other criminal gangs. Most and the cartels, they would cease to exist.
Yeah.
If the drug war was ended. They only exist because there's a market for them. And just like, you know, the sex trade, or not sex trade, the human trafficking only exists because prostitution is illegal. If you stop making things illegal that people clearly want to do and will do them in spite of the fact that they're illegal, then you're not going to create this black market where might is right.
Well, and that's what I was thinking with the Utah, like going back to the Utah porn ban. I wonder if we're going to have an increase in sexual assaults in high schools.
I certainly hope not.
You know, like that is a very, you know, because people do like it's we're humans, right? So like people need some sort of outlet, and you can either give them a safe outlet, or if they don't have that, maybe they might do something that isn't good.
Let's keep going with the phones. We have Turd Ferguson on the line. Turd, I think from Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm on like the Maryland line, actually on the PA side, but that's you're close enough. So I just wanted to call in and say that you know, I disagree with Utah's decision to ban porn. I think that's bad. I don't think that sort of thing should be illegal. But I also, at the same time, don't think that you guys should be on the air defending pornography. I mean, it's bad. It's addictive. It causes all sorts of health problems. It's just bad, you know.
And I've never had any issue with – in what way is pornography bad? I recognize that, you know, you can decide it's ill-fitting for your life.
Yeah, right. Like, even if all those things he's saying are true, like, people are – need to be given like some agency. Like you should be able to stop, be like, this is causing problems for me and I'm going to stop using it.
I mean, my point is I don't watch porn. I never really have, but I don't care if other people do.
Well, yeah, I mean, and women are not statistically far less likely to become addicted to it than men are. It's especially bad for men. It causes erectile dysfunction. It's addictive. It leads you down really nasty rabbit holes.
Why are we blaming pornography? This is like blaming drugs for drug addiction. No, it's the individual's choice to use these things to excess that is the problem.
I'm addicted to Kratom, and I don't think that it should be taken away from me just for the fact that I'm addicted to it. I am able to give myself a schedule and stick to it, even though I absolutely want to do it every day.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with blaming the drug or the substance for addiction. I'm not saying it should be illegal, but it's kind of like saying, well, it's your fault because you tried heroin before you knew how addictive it was. It's like, no, the drug is addictive, and there are plenty of people that try it without knowing that it's addictive. Thank God, you
know. That's a failure of drug education.
Yeah, I would be shocked that people get to, like, what, high school age? How many middle schoolers are doing heroin? I mean, and just have never heard it's addictive.
Well, I was born in a place called Baltimore, and trust me, there are plenty of people in that city that don't know that drugs are addictive, and it's because they have not been properly taught by their parents and by their failing school system that drugs are addictive and they kill people.
So this is a parental issue.
Parental education issue, not the drugs.
It's both. It's both, and it's also, and this is particularly even
I don't know
more
that it
so
sounds
true.
Like, it doesn't sound like it's both. It sounds like it's just a failure of the parents to properly educate their children.
It's the same thing with sex, right?
Like, it's a parental education issue. I mean, you can divide it up any way you want, but there it's a parenting issue, and it's an educational issue, and it's both. And it's especially true for pornography, where people really don't, where the statistics are much harder to find and locate about addiction than drugs, obviously. And here's the other thing, is that it's certainly true that there are more female teachers than male teachers, and a lot of females, because they're not statistically addicted to pornography at the same rates that men are, they're just going to be ignorant on the subject too, because they don't know how addictive it is.
Teachers don't write the curriculum. And they shouldn't.
Why
do we want public school teachers teaching children about pornography and sex in the first place? I guess if that's the only option, right? But it's a parenting issue.
They shouldn't be teaching about pornography. They should just be telling students that it's addictive.
Why should they be doing that? It's not their business.
I'm not saying that they should, but if they did, it would solve his qualm he's having with it. And I don't know why he wouldn't want them to do that.
What do you think? Is this a parenting issue or a public school system issue? To me, it's pretty cut and dry. It's the parents' failure here, but maybe I'm wrong. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.